The international community continued to put pressure on Myanmar's generals today to allow a massive aid effort as relief workers struggled to help an estimated 2.5 million people left destitute by Cyclone Nargis. The EU's top aid official has warned that the military government's restrictions on foreign aid workers were increasing the risk of starvation and disease in the country. Separately, the junta announced an overwhelmingly favourable vote for an army-backed constitution in a referendum held after the cyclone, despite calls for a delay in light of the disaster. Well, the permanent observer of the Holy See to the United Nations is Archbishop Celestino Migliore. He spoke with us about the need for aid and the responsibilities governments have toward the people they govern.
The terms of the humanitarian situation are quite clear. Response at the international level is good. There are the aids, and albeit slowly, they are arriving on the spot. That which needs to be overcome is the resistance of the Myanmar's regime to an agile and competent cooperation that requires the help of experts and adequate means to reach the affected areas. The Pope, speaking in the General Assembly of the United Nations, reproposed at its root the responsibility of protection and promotion of populations as the meaning and content of national sovereignty. And this is a concept that must first make its way in the consciences and conduct of every government.